Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Because you also don't say Moscow. Do you say Moscow?
Moscow,
Moscow is Moscow, okay. In Russian.
Okay, we're ready to go?
Yes, we are.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Renaissance Tennis Podcast with special guests, my roommate, Andreja Pekovic, Petco, today, meh.
What a mediocre day.
There we go. It wasn't a poo-poo day. It was a mediocre day. There were some great matches in particular.
At 11 a.m. on John Cain, yes, Arena, there, yep, was a great match.
That was a match. Well, let's start with Rod Laver. Mm-hmm. The first match on Rod Laver was Diana Yastremska, the qualifier. Now everyone's like, oh, a qualifier? Beats Azarenka? I'm like, listen, Yastremska is a really good hitter of the ball. We have known her for years. This was somebody who was once ranked 21 in the world. She is capable, very capable of beating anyone on their day, on her day, because she hits the ball unbelievable.
She hits the ball unbelievable. And listen, when she was 17, 18 years old, she had played the finals here, had lost here in Australian Open,
juniors.
Off the juniors, sorry. Yes. And she had lost a heartbreaker in the third set, 7-6 in the third. But she
having a tequila.
Renee is having a tequila. One of us is healthy. As you could see in Renee's stories, one of us is trying to take care of their body and another one is trying to not take care of their body.
I admit it. It's okay. I just needed a little tequila tonight.
A little pick-me-up.
Well, and you know who else likes tequila? Manorino.
That's true.
There you go. So carry
on. And so when she came on the WTA tour, she had some amazing successes. Yeah. She won title. So she really was the next big star on the horizon. And a lot of people thought she's going to be the next one of the young generation to win a Grand Slam.
Yep.
So I think that has to be put into context, that this why we say this is not out of nowhere.
Yep.
I think a lot of people expected her to make a big run at a major tournament way before now.
Yeah.
Of course, injuries happened. She had a ban, right?
Yeah, she had a drug ban that she, in the end, they took away. She had an explanation on why. And if you don't know what that explanation is, look it up. It's a good one.
Yeah. Well, we don't know, right? Don't know. They took it away. It was ruled this way. And so, but she had breaks. Let's just put it this way. She had breaks, whether that be through injury or through other things. And now she seems to be hitting her stride. And it really looked to me today like she was able to overpower Victoria Azarenka. I don't think Mika
100%.
Was playing badly, honestly. No. I think she was playing okay.
Yeah.
I just think that Yastremska came with such firepower. She had nothing to lose. She really wanted to win this match today.
Yeah, because there's the undertones. Let's also put that out there. We got a Belarusian playing against a girl from Ukraine. So we know what's happening in the world. And so the Ukrainian players have an extra incentive when they play against any Russian or Belarusian player. And, you know, you saw it today. Yastremska was too good. I mean, you know, I thought it was a great post-match interview that she gave an insight into what she was thinking. She's like, I never felt like I was going to win the match because she was down the whole time.
Mm.
But the biggest issue, and will forever be, and we had a really long discussion about this in the players' restaurant, about the fact that Victoria Azarenka's serve has let her down throughout her career. Without question, she would have won at least, in my opinion, 6 Grand Slams, at least, if she'd had a good, reliable serve. Mm. And it's what let her down. Again today, she served for the first set, She had opportunities to close out the first set, couldn't do it, whether it was a double fault or just shitty serving in general. She served well against Ostapenko, but today she did not serve well, and no first serves in, barely a first serve in the court in the first set. Like, it was a joke. It was like five. I think she maybe had four or five first serves in the court. I mean, you cannot beat anyone.
And it was a long
anyone.
First set.
You cannot beat anyone not getting a first serve in the court, especially when your second serve is kind of crap, right? So, I mean, I'm being tough on Victoria, but it's like I have so much respect for her as a tennis player and a competitor. But to me, it's so disheartening that she never, ever improved that serve. The reliability of her serve. At 5 foot 11, she should have had a better serve. And now if you look up her serve as a junior, her serve has come a long way because it was horrendous as a junior. But we had a really interesting discussion. So I want you to tell me what you said today.
Well, as two things. The one thing where I agree with you to an extent. The thing that I didn't agree with you on is that she didn't work on her serve, because we had a stat in the match against Ostapenko that her serve is 10Ks or 7 miles an hour faster than it was last year. So clearly she is working on it. And she might not be working on the things you would work with on her, the reliability, maybe a bit different spins, a bit smoother technique. That's what you told me you would do with her. However, I do think she's working on it, and I do think that she's going about it, because I know Vika is somebody that wants to improve every day and it wants to improve every year. And she clearly has the stats, the facts state it, that she has, not in the department that you would like her. So that was, I think, our discussion today. And I really loved this discussion. Chanda Rubin was part of it, because we went hard. And we discussed hard and we debated, and there was a lot of like, I disagree, I think this, but it was so respectful. I actually getting a goosebump because it was so respectful, and we were having fun and we were laughing. And in the end, we basically were like, oh, we love you. I love you guys. Okay, see you. Bye.
Yeah.
And it was so fun to talk about this in like a really hard, passionate manner, and just go aside
and be like, okay.
And we're still best friends,
because
basically.
Because we all agree to an extent on certain things.
Yes, exactly.
But one thing that you talked to me about today, which I thought was really interesting, I was like, how can someone not change that serve as a junior better? And you had an interesting thought about that, particularly someone coming from Belarus.
Yes. So that was maybe the most interesting part of the discussion, because I got an insight into your and Chanda's brain, and you Australian, Chanda's American. You are both from federations that always had a lot of money because they own Grand Slam tournaments.
Yeah.
So they have a lot of money to put in the youth development, to have good coaches, and to be like, it's important that we build good juniors with good technique that will win us titles when they are pros, when they play ATP and WTA tournaments. Now, I come from Germany. It's not the poorest country in the world by no definition, but it's not a federation that has a lot of money. And I have strong roots in back then Yugoslavia, now Serbia. So I know how these federations think. And for them, they get money from the government if they win the Europe Cup under 12, if they win TARP under 14, if they win a certain, you know, if they become team champions in the World Cup. Those are the competitions in
they
juniors.
They get money.
They get money from the government because they get the funding based on performance of the juniors. So, and then they get youth money for this thing. So they are not going to go to Victoria and be like, hey, listen.
At 12
years old, she's the best junior in Europe by far. I know, because I was 2 years older, and we heard when I was 14, we already heard there's a 12-year-old and she's winning everything. Yeah. That was Victoria Azarenka.
And one thing that hasn't changed about her, if you go to the video, backhand looks amazing.
Yeah.
Forehand looks similar.
Yes.
And she's feisty as fuck. And she does the same thing with her fingers and her hands when she loses the point. It's classic.
That's so
but
true.
But the service motion is horrendous.
Okay, but let me finish.
Yeah.
So at that time, no coach will go to her and be like, Vika, you can win slams, and in order to win slams, we need to change this motion, because this will take 6 to 8 months, and we have Europe Cup in 3 months, we have the team competition in
next
5
week.
Months, we have the Junior Billie Jean King Cup in 6 months. I can't have you serve 25 double faults because I changed your motion. So they just go with what they have. And this was such an insight for me into your guys' different mentality, who have grown up around really good coaches who invested into you long term. Yep. And I was lucky with my dad. My dad was my coach, and he always told me, like, I don't care if you win juniors, don't push, because once you go on the WTA tour, if you push there, you'll be toast. So yep. just hit the ball, hit 200 unforced errors, I don't care, but don't win the Europe Cup under 16 and then lose on the WTA tour first rounds. Yep. And so I was lucky in that, but federations need, especially
but
when
your
they
dad
have
was
fun.
A coach, but someone he like was a Victoria tennis coach. Exactly. Parents were not.
We're not from tennis, right?
No, no.
I think they were athletes, or one of them was an athlete, but they weren't tennis coaches. And so I think you have to consider how a federation thinks and what they expect of their juniors. And for them, every year is a new junior around the corner that will win them titles, hopefully, and those titles will give them money so they can fund their own salary.
Yeah,
and so
it was
so
it was such a it was such an insight that Chandra and I were like, so that makes sense. But having said that, still, I, you know, once she got out of that and started making money, I think there was an opportunity for her to really work on that service motion without the hitches, and she has literally three hitches in her serve still. So, anyway, back to Yastremska, she played fantastic in the end. She was down 4-1 in the second set and looked like, oh, it's gone three sets because she won an incredibly tough first set. She played some incredible tennis to win the first set, like winners all over the place when it really mattered, and then got down 4-1, which is so normal. We're like, oh, here we go. It's going three sets now. And then Vika sort of didn't do enough at 4-1, and Yastremska just sort of settled again, got that second win, and she was unbelievable. Mm. So congrats to her, because it's nice to see these young women that have had these young expectations start coming through in these moments. And that was one of them today. So I was really impressed with the way she handled her.
And I think
herself.
At 6-all in the first set tiebreak, I think that was the epitome of the whole match. Vika hit a nice return through the middle, like a high percentage shot with good depth. And Yastremska, kind of on the back foot, pulled off a forehand down the line
inside
winner.
Inside out flies, unbelievable.
And then the same thing again, she hit like a good return on set point, hit a good return. Vika actually got really good depth on it with a lot of spin. And I was like, this is the perfect percentage shot again. Like
and then
a good
Spence
shot.
A winner.
And then again, Yastremska half on the back foot, hit a forehand inside in winner that time. So she really too good. She took it in her own hands and she pulled it off, and that was great.
Sadly for you and I both, I was calling the Vika match, but we were keeping an eye on clearly what was happening over Margaret Court, and
I
ESPN went
match,
over
actually.
It. Mm-hmm. And Svitolina was down, well, 2-love. She hurt herself in the second game of the match. Something went wrong with her back, and so that was absolutely horrendous to see her have to default at 3-love.
She was in tears.
I was in tears. I was calling Vika's match, but we were watching it on ESPN, and we went over there and we saw it when she left the court in tears. I was like, had tears in my eyes. I had to refocus my, you know, I was calling the other match, but it was really, I feel so bad for Svitolina. It was a major opportunity for her in this draw.
Well, it was, and she was
great in a post-match in like press conference where she said, everyone's like, oh, it was a good draw and da 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 da. And she's like, there's no good draw. She was like, everyone's really good. Everyone that's there deserves to be there. And she was so classy with the way she handled that really dumb fucking question. I mean, we can say it internally that this is a good draw. Mm. I mean, there were some good draws. You're not playing a Rybakina in these situations or an Iga Świątek, but those players are there because they've beaten players that have beaten those players. And that's just the way tennis is. Mm. So I thought she handled that really well. But Alina, God, I hope she gets better. But Mnoskova, she's going to be dangerous because she hits the ball really, really big.
Yeah, she hits the ball big. Well, it was actually in the last point of the first game that
Svitolina
injured herself, and she pinched a nerve in her back,
in
the lower back, and she kind of bent over. We thought it was her ankle because she grabbed her ankle, but she was just stretching it out. And then when she called a physio, I turned around to my co-commentator, Mark Pecci. I muted us and I was like, this is done. Because you just have this locker room reputation and that you always talk about. And Alina Svitolina is known as a tough motherfucker.
Yep.
She's so pain resilient.
Yep.
And she would rather chop her leg off then call the physio out on court. And I was, I just made a gesture to Mark, this is done. If she calls the physio, this is done. And she tried two more games, but it was virtually impossible and she had to retire.
Yeah, so Alina, get better. But you know what the bottom line is? You're so right about the locker room reputation, because it's certain players that if they called the lock, like for a trainer, you'd be like, oh, here we go. Whereas when you have someone like that call the trainer, you're like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
Like, I think I called the trainer twice in my whole career. Yeah. 22 years of play. So if I'm calling the trainer, and I actually remember them, I fell at their French Open and I literally like tore fingers in, like my fingers. And the trainer's like, huh? Renee's calling the trainer. Oh, gotta be bad. Let's get out there. Because that's the reputation that people have. And so Alina, oh man, that was really hard to see.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Do you want to finish Qinwen the women
Cheng
first? Yes.
Looked good enough tonight. I don't know what the hell with Ocean Doden, though. I mean, what the fuck kind of attitude is that going
on?
That
was
there?
the worst attitude.
Here's the thing. I think she was shitting herself. I think it's the biggest court she's played on in the biggest moment of her career. And some people, they handle their nerves with anxiety and trying to do too much and, like, you know, screaming and yelling at the crowd or screaming and yelling at their coach. And then there's some that just look like they don't care. There's some people, their way of handling stress is like they don't care.
Right.
And that was her tonight. But, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, that aside, I think she might have also been a little bit hurt because her leg was strapped, whatever. That aside, she spent 30% of her energy fighting her opponent and 70% of her energy fighting with her coach. Because I was sitting courtside and I could hear her after every single point going like, arrête, stop it. The guy is just sitting there like a statue. Like, what do you want him to arrête? Should he stop breathing?
Yeah.
Like, should he die? Should he die? What does he have to arrête?
Is that going to be our new shirt?
What does he have to arrête?
Is that going to be our new shirt tomorrow?
Yes.
Arrête. Why? You want me to die? I'm stopped breathing for you.
Exactly. No. He was literally, every time they showed him and every time I looked at, when you sit courtside, you kind of have to get up. So I would always get up and look at him and it seemed
him on TV. He wasn't moving.
And he wasn't moving
point,
at all.
At one point he was about to say something to her and she wasn't looking at him and he kind of stepped back and he was like, okay, well, I can't really do anything if you're not going to look at me.
Every single point
so annoying.
Between serves, she would miss a serve, go around and be like, ah, look, je ne peux pas servir, oh, qu'est-ce que je fais, oh, arrête. I'm like, you can say I can't serve, I'm not feeling well, this is a lot. You can say all that, get it out of your chest, but don't tell him to arrête breathing, because then we have a situation and we need to call a medical team.
Yeah.
You know,
we need
just
to get the ambulance out there.
Boyfriend was sitting there, like it's nobody's business, trying to support her with like a statuesque face and she's just like yelling at him to arrête. It was a scene.
Very frustrating.
It was
tough
to call. It was tough to call, but you're absolutely right. Every player has a different type of defense mechanism when
shit ain't good.
When emotions overwhelm them and situations overwhelm them. And you could see she was up and down, right? Then she raised her hand when she won
a
point. And then she didn't try again. Then she tried so hard and played well. So it was just, I think she was dealing with herself a lot.
But the better player won through in Qinwen Yang. Qinwen Cheng, and she looked good. I mean, she
good.
Played
solid.
She played within herself.
Yes.
Because she knew that her opponent was self-destructive left and right.
And so, she was really good in restraining her energy and keep containing it. Because there was one point where Dodin really tried. And she just remained cool, like neutralized the pace, didn't like fist pump, but didn't go crazy, didn't show any negative emotions. And she was struggling on serve today a little bit. So I think she had like 40% first serves. Awful. It was really, really bad.
Awful. But she got away with it because she's better.
There was just no energy. There was no energy going anywhere. It was all within herself. And that will help her in the next match.
That's the important thing.
Yes.
If you know that you're beating your opponent and they are beating themselves, don't beat yourself. Mm. And that's what she did tonight. So too good from her. Nice to see Kellenskaya.
Yes, get what through. A talented
and,
player.
You know,
really.
Look, Pialini is one of my favorite players. Yeah, I love her. She's like 5'3" and she's just so fun to watch.
Mm.
And she was the 26th seed, so she's had a great 12 months.
She did, yeah.
But Kellenskaya is this player that has been on the verge of like breaking through and she just cannot quite get over the line. She's had some good wins, but she just can't get over the line. And one of the things that I want to stress about Kellenskaya is that she's been with her coach, Patricia Tarabini, for years.
Yeah.
Like we're talking like over 4 years.
Mm.
And it's unfortunate that a lot of these players don't hang in there with certain coaches.
Mm.
And I love the fact that this former player and Patricia Tarabini has been with Kellenskaya. They train in Miami. She's put so much time and effort into her. And every conversation I've ever had with Patricia Tarabini, she's always so positive about Kellenskaya's efforts and her work ethic and just trying to pick the right shot at the right time. And she's just
she's a little bit immature. She has
and
a da, lot da, 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 da. Of, yeah.
But the fact that she's now into a quarterfinal of a Grand Slam, I'm happy for her, but I'm really happy for Patricia Tarabini, who's invested a lot of time and effort and emotion. And she's invested in this kid and it's come to fruition in this situation. And look, she can keep going. Mm. She's good enough. She plays amazing tennis when she's on and she's quick as fuck around the court. So I was really happy to see her get through comfortably today because that was a fairly comfortable match for her. So anyway, the women's are through for the day. The guys, let's face it, how good did Mr. Alcaraz look today? I mean, he was unbelievable. 4-0, like no problem.
And against Mishmir Kekman.
Yeah.
Miomir Kecmanovic, or as some, I have to repeat it until the day I die, as one American announcer in Miami once called him, Mishmir Kekman. So Mishmir Kekman, maybe we should make a t-shirt, my favorite player is Mishmir Kekman.
So see if anyone can work it out.
Yes.
But Alcaraz was just awesome today. He was
and
so
the last
good.
Time, that's what I wanted to play, the last time they played, it was a brutal match in Miami.
Yeah.
And it was really, and Kekman, fuck, I can't say it normally.
Kecmanovic
has the game.
It's your language.
Kecmanovic has the game that can bother Alcaraz because he has a good backhand down the line that he can take early and he could have bothered him. But Carlos, man, he looked incredible today. And I still feel like he's flying under the radar. Is that the same 100%. Feeling you have? And I don't understand why.
I don't
because he pulled off the same old Carlos Alcaraz shots. And I think
love
it's
him.
Because he had a huge plate of potatoes
next
to us in
literally,
the player dining.
We were sitting having lunch today and I look over it and I'm like, oh my God, he is eating 35 potatoes.
He
was
like
unbelievable.
He was eating 2 pounds of potatoes.
It was classic.
Just potatoes.
Well, shit, I gotta tell you.
It worked.
Yes. He looked
and
great
also we were talking about whatever we were talking about and we just both stopped mid-sentence when we saw him come with like 7,000 potatoes.
So now
we're like, is he going, is like, did he bring sides for the table?
No, that was it.
Is he going to have a steak and share it with his team?
No,
it was just
I saw him as we were leaving the courts tonight because we were leaving at the same time. I said, listen, I saw the potatoes. I made fun of it in the interview and he was really funny about it. He goes, that was pre-match. Last night was sushi. But tonight he was so cute. I said, you know, the last time I saw you eating in the players' restaurant, you were eating a big fat cheeseburger. So he is the opposite of Novak in every way. But he's also a kid, so maybe that
well,
needs
the
to
potatoes
change.
Are
potatoes
not
are good.
Unhealthy.
They're
that's
good.
Good. Yeah.
Daniil Medvedev went 4 sets today. I think he was a little upset, but I love the fact that he said at the end Borges was playing really good tennis and really made him play a lot of ball. He said, I was tired.
Yeah.
He said at the end of the third set, I was exhausted, but then he got fired up for the fourth set.
He had also a 10-minute meltdown. of emotions. He sometimes has that. He was up 5-2 in the third set. I don't know if he had match point, but he served for the for the match and had a complete meltdown there, and then picked it back up in the fourth set. But I have to shout out another fucking fantastic Jim Courier interview.
I was going to say, how about...
He's just so good, and I love him so much, and every time I see him, I fawn over him, and he thinks I'm really weird, and Jim, when he sees me, he like... You know when you go at night as a woman, when you walk the street and like a strange man comes and you change this? I'm the strange man for Jim Courier. I am the strange man for Jim. When I come, he changes the side of the street because he's like, oh my God.
Here she comes all the praise.
The fan again. I'm like, Jim.
No, but you know what? Everyone said it to him. He had a lot of people giving him a lot of praise. But it's funny. I asked Daniil about why he stands so far back at the US Open last year, because I'm so interested in things like that as well. And he told me the story. He's like, listen, I was just kind of messing around a little bit with my coach, and you know, I stood back, and then I made the return. I was like, oh, that's actually pretty good. And his explanation today to Jim was so perfect, and it was so spot on, and it was so funny. Mm. And I just love Daniil Medvedev. I think he's so funny. He's so engaging. People either like him or don't like him. I get people say, I really love his personality, but his game is so ugly, blah, blah. I go, guys, you have to appreciate the fact, and look up Nick Kyrgios's comments. Nick Kyrgios made this comment about the fact that he saw him in juniors and he was like, oh my God, who is this kid? He should get another job. His game was so ugly. Mm. He's like, who is this guy? Why is he playing tennis? His game is so bad. And he said he was terrible in juniors. And then he goes, and now what did he do? Oh, he's only won a Grand Slam, been number one in the world. Yeah. He's like, it's amazing how much he's changed the last like 10 years of his career. And I'm here for it.
I have to say one thing. I'm such a sucker for people who play a sport in an ugly manner.
Yeah.
They are my favorite people in the world. For me, that is Daniil Medvedev,
mm-hmm.
Monica Niculescu,
mm-hmm.
Mario Gomez, a soccer player from Germany. Okay. He played so ugly. And always in the 86th minute, he would stumble and like his right hip would somehow score a goal.
Uh-huh.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Okay.
If you think about it, he doesn't have...
Oh, it's Dirk. Not Dirk.
No, it's not Dirk. It's Dirk. Dirk.
The Americanized way of saying Dirk.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Hey, Dirk.
Yes.
Okay.
But don't you love these players who look like kind of lanky? They look like they should never have been athletes, but they make it work. And not only do they make it work, out of this supposed weakness, they make something so unorthodox that nobody can play them anymore. I love it.
I love watching him. I love his personality. I love his crazy. I love all of it. So I'm here for Mr. Daniil Medvedev from start to finish because I think he's great. Alex Zverev. Gets through again in five sets. He wins the fifth set tiebreak against Cam Norrie. And it was a great match. Like, it was super competitive. Cam played so well. He's coming into the net a little bit more. He's working with this Aussie guy now that's helping him sort of navigate getting into the net a little bit more in Stephen Haas. But he played
a terrible
the worst tiebreak I've ever seen.
I mean, the drop shot
was working when he was hitting it, that inside out one. Mm-hmm. And then he just thought, oh, I'm going to hit one cross court now. And then I'm going to hit back. I was like, dude. The drop shot works from time to time. And when it works, you're like, oh, that was... No! Oh, great shot. And then you're like, he missed so many balls.
Yeah, two double faults,
I think. In the tiebreak, yes.
Two double faults.
Zverev just hit the ball in the court.
Mm.
Cam was fucking awful in the tiebreak. Yeah. And I was like, dude, where did you go during the tiebreak? Yeah.
But and Zverev is very good at putting the ball in the court when it matters. That's his biggest strength, I would say.
And he sure did that in the tiebreak. And Mr. Cam Norrie was horrendous in the tiebreak, which was a bummer because it was such a competitive, good match.
Yeah.
And just to finish it like that was just like, Okay, one guy that usually goes the distance in every match that he ever plays. I mean, if there's a guy that's played more tiebreaks this year or last year and gone three sets, it's Hubi Hurkacz, who I adore. Mm-hmm. He's like a five-year-old in a 25-year-old body. He walks, you know, he's got that pigeon toe walk and he's like a big kid. He's like playing in a movie, you know, he's like pretending to be 25, but he's actually really five. That's what he reminds me of. And he's so nice. He's so sweet. He wins in straight sets, 7-6, 7-6, 6-4 against Mr. Kazu. Is that what you say it?
Kazu.
Kazu, thank you.
Unheard of.
unheard of wild card, but he's
Kazor. I meant that Hubie Hurkacz wins in three sets is unheard of.
Yeah, it is unheard of. But listen, he got the job done. He won those tie breaks.
Kazor actually played a really good match against a fellow French person.
In the tournament?
At the French Open.
Oh.
And he had a wild card there. And I saw him. I was like, oh, this kid is actually not bad. Because normally, you know, at the French Open, they give these randos wild cards. You've never seen them before and you will never see them. And then you have like 20,000 French people screaming, "Allez!" And you're like, this dude is literally ranked 7,000 in the world.
And they love him. But I have to say.
But this one is really good.
He was averaging the other day 133 miles an hour average.
Yeah, no, he's really good. I saw him at the French. And I feel like Caitlin was with me for some reason. Well, maybe Caitlin, did you see that with me?
I don't know. She doesn't have the ability to answer that question right now. But anyway, that was amazing. So guys, it was a great day. Day 9 over and done with. We look forward to tomorrow. And may I just add that Andrea Petkovic won her match earlier today as well with no injuries. Did you win?
Oh, I think you played Corentin Monté.
Okay, great. But did you win?
I did win. 6-3, 6-4. Thank you very much for asking.
Well done. So you're a winner.
Yes.
So tomorrow on the schedule, Marta Kostyuk, Coco Gauff, Novak Djokovic against Taylor Fritz, Krejcikova versus Sabalenka. Down the bottom half of the draw in the women's is 3 Grand Slam champions.
Yes.
Okay. And up the top, there's a player that's going to make the final that's never even been to a semi. Mm. So it's unbelievable, I believe, right? No one's been to a semi up there. No one.
I don't think so.
Absolutely not. And so Krejcikova Sabalenka will go at it in the night session. And then Jannik Sinner and Rublev.
I just hope that I get, this is my goal for the Australian Open 2024. Is to touch Jannik Sinner's hair.
Oh, well, I can try and make that happen for you. So
I just want to touch it like this.
The two gingers are going at it.
That's going to be my t-shirt. I want to touch Jannik Sinner's hair.
Oh, okay. So we've got a new t-shirt for the day. But we just want to give a little shout out to Chanda Rubin today because Chanda also said
she came up with the
funniest
best
line of all time that we're going to turn into a shirt. And because you wanted to know about how she played in her games, and she said, well, did you have any trouble playing certain players?
I asked her, like, which players did you hate playing is what I asked.
And she said, pushers. I have no respect
for them. I just can't respect them.
I just can't. That's right. She said, pushers. I just can't respect them. I go, oh, my God, I'm making that a shirt. It's going to say pushers in the front. And on the back, it's going to say, I just can't respect them. And for you at home that plays tennis, you guys know the pusher is a pain in the ass.
Yes.
So
Don't
be a pusher.
In a world full of pushers, be a hitter.
In a world full of pushers, be a Chanda Rubin. Do not be a pusher. All right, guys. So day 10 tomorrow. Day 9 is over and done with. Brudy, thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Another day in the bag. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. You'll see me on ESPN and you'll see
Petco
on the world feed. You will see you.
If I'm playing at 11 a.m.
Actually, if you watch ESPN Plus and you get the world feed, you get the dulcet tones of Andrea Petkovic.
Yeah, I always whisper. I don't know why.
I know. Stop whispering. Yeah. They can't hear you.
I know, but sometimes I think they can.
If they do, they'll tell you. Okay? Until then, speak up. All right, guys. Thanks for everything. We appreciate you listening to us. And for now, it's gute Nacht and tschüss. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.